Last year, the German government declared it would shut down all of the nation's nuclear power plants. Now an agreement has been reached with the German electric utilities to implement the shutdown. But the plan is drawing criticism from both friends and foes of nuclear power. From Paris, NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
The devil is in the details, says the adage. And this complex plan, reached after tough talks with recalcitrant power companies, seems to confirm the saying. Germany is not shutting down its nuclear plants now. It'll let them die a natural death over the next 20 years. They currently produce about a third of the country's electricity. The transport and reprocessing of nuclear waste will be reduced, insurance fees for reactors increased to reflect true market cost, and incentives will be devised to encourage the use of renewable resources. Already, many environmentalists are angry at the plan's long timetable, while members of the pro-nuclear Atomic Forum hint darkly about reversing the policy if elections in a year's time force the current Social Democratic coalition out of office. The decision to do away with nuclear power was a concession to the Green Party, part of the ruling coalition. Germany's neighbor, France, is on the opposite end of the scale. 80% of French electricity is produced by nuclear reactors. And now, with climate change and greenhouse gases topping the international environmental agenda, some see a new value in nuclear power. Reactors don't emit greenhouse gases. And the French government's reliance on nuclear energy may just allow it to meet its Kyoto requirements. The U.S., which cut back its use of nuclear power in the late 1970s, is now reconsidering its policy. So, as one German environmentalist put it recently, the battle isn't over with this nuclear consensus. For Living on Earth, I'm Sarah Chase reporting.